67.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's dark out there this morning. We have lost an hour's sleep, but we will end up benefiting from it, because the end of the day will be that much brighter. It will give us some time to do some work around the house when we get home from work. And I'm sure that we'll all be happy with the changes that take place today. Not so right now, but this evening we will be thankful of the extra hour of daylight. And as the days get longer and longer and longer, we're gaining a couple of minutes every single day. So that is a good positive sign. The sun is getting higher in the sky, and that will help to melt the snow. If you live in an area where you do have snow, I live in Maine, and right now it's 16. Boy, I'll tell you, this has been quite a winter. It's like it's never, ever going to end, but it will. It will. We have to keep thinking positive. The snow is going to melt, and we'll be in the yard before we know it. So there's a lot that has to be done to prepare for the season ahead. Those of you that have snow, then you can prepare for the work inside, because you really can't do a heck of a lot if there's snow cover on the ground. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York State, parts of Pennsylvania. And this week, Washington, D.C. got some snow. New Jersey got some snow. Part of New York, Connecticut got some snow. So that's why, if you've got a good gardening book, your favorite gardening book, no matter what it is, use it as a guide. Don't use it as the Bible, because that gardening book is written for the average year. And this year is not the average year. The Great Lakes are 90% frozen over. 90%, that's unheard of at this time of the year. Niagara Falls froze over for the second time this year. The frost is still deep in the ground, but it is, we're a third of the way through the month of March. Things are going to get better with the brighter sunlight, the longer day, and the closer we get to April, the sooner we'll get out in the yard. So don't be discouraged. I know there are some days I wake up, I look outside, I see the snow, and I just shake my head and go, is this ever going to come to an end? A morning like this, 16 degrees in my house in Kennebunk, Maine. And you just have to say, okay, we can't get outside to do the work that has to be done. What can we do inside to prepare for it? And I think probably the most important thing for all of us is get out in the garage, get out in the tool shed, and start the lawnmower. It's been sitting there for November, December, January, February, and March, for 5 months, just about. Will it start up for you? So try and get it started. Let it run for a few minutes. If your gas tank isn't full, put some fresh gas. Don't take the gas that you've had sitting in that tank all winter long. You want to get some fresh gas, or some treated gas would even be better. And fill your tank. Let it run for a little bit. The neighbors will think you're crazy, but if they don't test their lawnmower and it doesn't start, then when the time comes, they'll have to bring it to have it serviced, and everybody will be there at the same time. By the time it's fixed, could take 10 days, 2 weeks, maybe even longer. And the grass is going to be really, really tall, because when spring does get here and the weather changes, things are going to just explode and pop out of the ground. So prepare yourself for it. If the oil hasn't been changed, drain the oil out. Put some fresh oil in. And if you don't know how, then bring it to the service, the small engine repair store, and ask them if they could do it for you. Right now, they're between seasons. They're between the snow blowers and the lawnmower season. So if you bring it down now, they can change the oil, put a new spark plug, clean up all of the dirt and pieces of lawn or leaves that got brought into the air filter. They can get that all cleaned for you. And that way your lawnmower will work less hard to do the job, because it will have a nice clean air intake to make the engine burn better. You've got fresh oil that will help to cool that engine so that it works less hard. Sharpen the blade. And in some cases, you may need to have a new blade. I know my mower, when I went to get it taken care of last year, the man, when I went to pick it up, said to me, "Were you making peace stone?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Here's your old blade. It looks like you were grinding big rocks and making peace stone with it." I said, "Yeah, I've got a couple of rocks that are close to the surface, and if I don't pay attention, I end up hitting it." He said, "Well, you did a good job. This blade's all twisted." And he says, "I don't know how you were cutting the grass." So we had to put a new blade on. But if your blade's in good shape, sharpen it. And the reason that you want a good, sharp blade is for one reason. If your blade is cut, you got a nice sharp edge on it, nice and straight, it will make a scab. And once that scab is made, which doesn't take long, it will prevent diseases from getting into your grass. If your blade is dull, rather than cutting it, it rips it. And if you look at it, it's not a sharp edge. It's jagged. And it's frayed. And it's difficult to make a callus where the grass cut is not smooth. The end result is, if you do have a wet spring or summer, if we do have humidity, if we do have lawn diseases in the area, if the conditions are right, then you're going to end up with a lawn that will get thinner. Even though you're feeding it and you're making it grow, if a fungus gets active, it will fight the food and you'll end up with a lawn that's going to get thinner rather than thicker, even though it's been fed. So a good sharp blade makes a big, big difference in the quality of your lawn. So get that started. Get that checked out. Get it working. If you have a rototiller, you know, most of us that do have a rototiller, I don't. I rent one to till the garden, and I do it every 2 or 3 years. I don't do it every year. I want the microbes to build up in population, but every 3 years or so, I'll go down to the beach during the winter, and I'll spread seaweed all over the garden, and I'll till that in, or I'll buy some compost, or best, some good cow manure, well-rotted cow manure. The neighbors really, really appreciate it, but I'll tell you, there's nothing better than fresh cow manure that's been seasoned, blended into your soil.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about, having a cup of coffee, looking at the Sunday paper, then give us a call and we'll try and help you out to get you motivated for this year as we prepare for the arrival of spring. And some of you listening are, you know, a little bit further ahead of us and you're doing some planting outside, some of the early crops. Some of you are starting seedlings inside. And if you are starting your seedlings inside, use a good quality potting soil. And a seed starter soil is going to be a lot finer. I know a lot of the potting soils that you will be looking at, especially at the big box stores, are about 50% pine bark mulch blended in with some soil, some sand, and all kinds of stuff. It's a homemade soil, and really isn't soil. But get something like black gold. Use this seed starter soil so that it's light, it's rich in organic, it has a lot of humus in it, a lot of organic matter in it. It's sterile, and your seeds can poke right through it and get a good start. So go to your local garden center, get some black gold seed starter soil, and you're going to find out that you're going to be ahead of the game this year with your seedlings. And things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce can all be started indoors right now. So all of your cold weather crops, you start them now, you're going to grow them in the house for about a month or so. By then, it's the middle of April, and you can put them outside. They'll tolerate the cold weather for the second or third week in April. But Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale can all be started right now. Some of your lettuce can be started, and then you can transplant that to the garden also. And I'll tell you, you know, in just another couple weeks away, you can plant peas directly into the garden, usually around the 1st of April. Now, for flowers, right now you can start alyssum, snapdragons, impatiens, all of your pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas, can all be started at this time of the year. Your annuals that grow quick, like zinnias and marigolds, you want to hold off a little bit on that. Still a little bit too early. Wait until around April 1st if you're in the Northeast. So if you're in New England, you want to hold off. Maybe parts of Pennsylvania, New York State, still cold. And a little bit too early to do those, because plants like zinnias and marigolds, they'll come up real quick. They'll come up within a week or 10 days, and within a month, they're ready to go outside. And you don't want to put that outside until we get to the middle of May at the soonest. So, you know, read the label, and we'll tell you how many weeks it takes, depending on your plant. Those of you that get the newsletter, about 3 weeks ago, I put a chart on all of your vegetables, when to start them, or when to direct seed into the garden. But check that out. Now, for the lawn, we talked about getting the lawnmower ready. A lot of the garden centers that sell lawn fertilizers and grass seeds and things like that, grass seeds, you want to wait until we get to April. So about the middle of April would be a good time for your grass seeds. So hold off on that. Right now, what you need to do, if your lawn is free of snow, get out the bamboo rake or the plastic rake and start raking the lawn. Get it cleaned. Get rid of all that debris from the fall, from the winter, and get it ready for the arrival of spring. It's coming. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. And it is 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about, give us a call. It's early, and we'll get you right up, and we can answer your gardening questions. We've been talking about some of the vegetables and flowers that you can start by seed. And one I forgot is the onions. And if you've grown onions by buying those little bulbs in a nylon bag, buy onion seeds. Plant the seeds now. And it's going to come up, it's going to look just like grass. When it gets to be 3 inches tall, cut it in half to about an inch and a half. And that will stop the upward growth for a bit, allow it to get thicker, to produce little side leaves. It will grow up to be 3, maybe 4 inches tall, and you're going to cut it back again. And by cutting back your onions 3 times before you plant them, you will notice the little bulb, the little white at the base of your plant. And if you take that little onion that's going to be like a toothpick almost, maybe a little bit bigger, plant them in your garden, and right next to them, took the bulbs that are the size of your little finger and planted them side by side. The one that you start by seed now will be bigger in the fall than the bulbs that you buy in the nylon bag. try it. You will be just blown away by the difference and the quality of that particular plant. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this morning on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about Lilith.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It was actually Alyssum, but that was close. And to follow up on those onions, I did those for the first time from seed last year, and I still have beautiful onions that are about the size of, a baseball in my refrigerator. And, it's just incredible to me because before I'd always done the nylon bag, and there's just no comparison.
No. If you want to try something fun, and it's still not too late, Sandy, try and find onion seeds from Johnny Select, either Alyssa Craig.
Those are the ones I grow.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you push those, if you feed them heavy, and because I like to grow them because they get to be like a softball.
Yeah, mine were big.
They're huge. They don't keep as well as the other onions, but they're mild. And to me, I like them better than the that southern onion, that Vidalia.
The Vidalia, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that wasn't the one I grew, because I grew the ones that are keepers. Okay, I'll have to check it out. Okay, one thing I wanted to say was I think we're going to gain back this lost hour in the morning in 20 days, just to remind people. That's only 3 weeks, so that's not bad.
Right.
And plus the sun will be getting hotter every day, so that's kind of not very long. You know, I don't like these dark mornings. The other thing is that one of the things I have to get in shape besides all my tools and my equipment is me, because what I do is I sit around all winter and I don't do much. I read a lot, and then I go out there and I think my body's going to work, and I pull my back out, which is already fused. And so what I do every spring is I do these things called the bar exercises. People can Google them. It's B-A-R-R. They're online. It's the exercises that ballerinas do, actually.
Oh, really?
And you only move your leg. You don't need any equipment. You don't need any weights. All you need is like a wing chair or a wall even would do it. But wing chairs seem to work really well for some of them. But you only move your leg about half an inch. And it's amazing if you do them in the exact way they tell you to do them. So you're not jumping up and down.
Right.
That's why everybody can do this. Even I did it when I had a broken ankle. I have really bad ankles, and I hurt them all the time because of my arthritis. So I can do all these things because I'm not jumping up and down. I'm not. You actually, like one exercise, you're literally just moving your leg back behind you at the 7 o'clock position at a little bit of an angle, which they explain all of it to you. It's very, very simple. You're only moving your leg back without moving the rest of your body half an inch. And just doing it slowly, not fast. This is not fast stuff. It's nice and slow, which, of course, makes it harder. And then you just move it back to that position. You start with 5 times, and then you build up to 10. And you're just holding your hand against the wall or on the back of the wing chair. And you go through these 10 different ones, and your core, those core muscles, which are what get us in trouble with our back, the core muscles in the abdomen are like rocks within 2 weeks.
Wow. Now, what was the name of that exercise again?
But the bar exercises, B-A-R-R.
And you can find that on the internet.
Yeah, just Google bar exercises, B-A-R-R, and they'll pop right up. They'll be the first thing that comes up.
You made a very good point, because a lot of us, including me, you know, we've been inside. The only time we go outside is to shovel snow. And we're not doing the amount of exercise that we do when we do get out. And if the spring breaks all at once, we're going to be running. And if we're not in shape, we're going to have a sore back, we're going to have sore shoulders and arms, and we're going to say, oh, I hate spring. And it shouldn't be that way. So that's a great...
and it also strengthens. There's one that where you do against the wall. It's almost like doing push-ups against the wall. But the whole point is you're only moving your body like that half an inch. That's what's so amazing about it. That's what makes it so easy and so intense. And it's a lot harder than you think. You probably think it's easy to do 20 of them, but if you can do 5 of them, you know, of each one for 3 cycles, you're doing really good. And then every day, you know, you just add a couple more, and if you write them down, within 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to feel like it. My doctor couldn't believe my stomach. It was just like a rock within a month. I go there for monthly checkups with my pain doctor, and he couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So I definitely recommend it. The other thing I wanted to say was I did start the alyssum, the purple alyssum, and my all those different beautiful colored snappers last year for the first time, thinking, well, I've never had any luck with these, but now I have grow lights, and I'm a lot more selective about the soil, getting the starter soil, for seedlings, and just really following the directions was really all it was, and not overwatering and stuff. And I grew them, and I had about 100 little purple alyssums. The fragrance from them blew me away, and the color, and the fact that they kept growing. I thought I had to clip them, but I did it on some, and then some I didn't, and the ones I didn't clip, they just keep forcing flowers out of the center.
Yep,
they grow like petunias.
Yep, and
I
they will
know that.
Bloom nonstop.
Nonstop
all
till fall.
Year
yep.
round, Mike.
Till frost. Yep.
Growing up, when we lived in Maine, till I was 13. Then we moved to Massachusetts, and then my wife and I and the kids moved back to Maine. But when I was little, on one edge of the driveway, my dad had put cinder blocks to make a nice edging. Because in those days, which was a long time ago, you didn't have the fancy stones that they have today. They had cinder blocks, and they were full of holes. And my dad filled them full of potting soil. My mom planted alyssum, and the alyssum grew in the hole of the cinder block, cascaded over the side of the cinder block onto the asphalt. And we have this line of white and purple, the entire length of the driveway. And as you said, they are really, really fragrant. They were covered with butterflies and bumblebees and things like that on them. So, I mean, Mother Nature had a real field day with that alyssum plant. And it's something that, it's an old-fashioned plant, and a lot of people say, well, I want all of the new hybrids.
Right.
But there's no diseases, there's no insect problems.
No, I didn't have any problems.
And they just keep going.
Yeah, they went all, I had to actually pull them out through the snow, because they, it was like I just couldn't stand to watch them because they were so beautiful. But they kept going through, I think Thanksgiving, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They just are really, really tough. And I only get 3 hours of sunlight. And I grow tomatoes, peppers, eggplants right on my patio with 3 hours of sunlight. There's a lot of things you can do if you don't have sunlight.
Yeah, there surely are. There's a lot of things that you can do. Yep. And with all of the new technology that's coming, it's going to make things a lot easier for you. But I'll tell you one thing, Sandy. I will check out this
bar exercise on my
website, and we'll talk about it next week. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. One thing that I tried last year, and I just fell in love with it. And this year I'm testing something new. But there's a company called Smart Pot. And this is a company that makes a cloth container. And they basically sold these cloth containers to the nursery industry. And what the nursery industry did is they dug a hole in their fields, put this smart pot in the ground, filled it with soil, and put a tree or a shrub seedling in the middle of the pot. The plant grew, they fed it and took care of it. But when it came time to dig the plant, basically they could just pull it out of the ground or dig it out of the ground a lot easier. Well, they've been testing it. And they did some research at the University of New Hampshire with the smart pot. And they found this out, which they could not believe. The University of New Hampshire took all of the plastic pots, the ceramic pots, the earth boxes and the things like that, and the smart pot, and were growing plants in them. And they had a day where the air temperature was 80 degrees. And one of the tests was to see how hot it got inside the plastic, the ceramic, or the smart pot. The ceramic pot and the plastic pot got to be 125 degrees in the pot when the sun was hitting it with an 80 degree temperature. The smart pot stayed at 80 degrees because it could breathe. It's lightweight. It's not that good looking, but boy, I'm telling you, does it grow stuff. And we'll be talking a lot about the smart pot this year.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. We were talking with Sandy about alyssum, and it just came to me. I was telling Sandy that my father had put cinder blocks along one side of the driveway, and my mom had planted alyssum in it, and it would cascade right into the driveway, and you couldn't even see the cinder blocks. Alyssum looks like ground phlox. You know, that's one of the first perennials to bloom. And it's just like a carpet, tiny blossoms, probably a quarter of an inch in size. And as Sandy said, very, very fragrant. But it's available not just in white and purple, but they have pastel-colored blends where they'll have white, pink, lavender. And they're absolutely beautiful. Now, I remember one other thing that my mother did one year, and it was incredible. She had a small rose garden, and she didn't like bark mulch in that particular garden. She wanted to make it look a little bit different. So she had some extra alyssum plants, and she planted the alyssum in the rose garden, behind the rose bushes, between the rose bushes, and in front of the rose bushes. You put them a foot apart. Now, when you put the seedlings out, they're going to be small, but each plant will grow to be a foot in diameter. And when you put them in, you have no idea they're going to get that big, but it's solid. It's just like a piece of carpeting, and they grow about 3 to 4 inches tall, sometimes a little bit bigger, depending on the amount of sunlight. But here was this rose garden, and under it, she had planted that lavender purple and white alyssum as a ground cover underneath it. So there was always color, because sometimes when you plant roses, they don't bloom necessarily nonstop. You'll have a good show of flowers, usually in mid-June around Father's Day. That's when they're really coming up and they're flowering like crazy. And then they kind of peter off. I mean, they don't stop blooming, but they don't bloom as heavy. So my mother had planted these alyssum plants and covered all the ground underneath it instead of putting bark mulch. And it was so beautiful that everybody that came to the house commented on it. And it prevented any weeds from coming out. It encouraged all of the butterflies to come into the yard. And this rose garden was near our patio where we would have cookouts. And you could smell the fragrance of the alyssum. So that may be something for you to try. Again, it's an old-fashioned plant. It's been around for a long time. And it's one of the early plants that you can put out. And if you get a frost, it doesn't hurt them. And as Sandy said, they will go till Thanksgiving or longer. While zinnias, marigolds, impatience, and all those, they get one frost and that's the end of them. The alyssum, snapdragons, will tolerate cold weather. And the alyssums will go till we've had a very, very hard frost. So if you want something different, something that will give you a carpet-type look, and if you like the perennial ground phlox, and that's in several different colors, but, you know, they only bloom, perennials will bloom 3 to 4 weeks on the average, some a little bit longer, some a little bit less, depending on that, but if you like the looks of the perennial ground phlox and wish that you could have it bloom all summer long, think about alyssum. And again, different colors. You can buy a mixture. It makes a great ground cover. And if you've got a little bit of a wall, it will cascade and hide at least the top of the wall to soften it up. And that way you don't get to look at the brick or the cement or the railroad tie. It's beautiful and you'll love it.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.